For those of you who might have just joined us late in the broadcast, we're talking with Michael Mills, Minister of Youth and Evangelism at the Family Altar Chapel in Battle Creek, Michigan. Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, again, was voted the most popular tune of rock's history. Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. In the lyrics of the song, they sing the piper is calling you to join him. She's buying her stairway to heaven. We know that's not possible. And also they say, words have two meanings. They certainly do have two meanings. This is where the subliminal message comes in that we've been talking about in the previous interview. The subliminal message is a satanic message that was put on their record, Stairway to Heaven, in reverse. And what I mean by in reverse is, by taking the record, putting it in a neutral position, and spinning the record backwards, the needle will go in the opposite direction. You say that, I've never heard of anything like that before. Probably not, but many, many people have. And this is where I'm talking about, that I believe that we can hear this with our subconscious mind, and you're going to hear it in a few moments. I want to explain to you what their message is. Now, we spun this backwards in a studio, and the tape of what we've got is about to come up. They sing backwards in human voices. Now, mind you, it made sense on both sides. It wasn't a bunch of garble on one side and played it in reverse and it made sense. It made sense on both sides. They sang in human voices in reverse, listen, we've been there. Then they sing in reverse now, because I live. Serve me.
Serve me.
There's no escape in it.
No escape in it.
Satan.
Satan.
If we. Gotta live for Satan.
Gotta live for Satan.
Master Satan.
Master Satan.
The message that they have all together that they wanted you to hear in a subliminal way on the back or in reverse of Stairway to Heaven was this. Listen, we've been there. Because I live, serve me. There's no escape in it. Satan. If we gotta live for Satan, Master Satan. Listen to it as they sing their message together.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to another heart-pounding episode of the Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman. I will be with you for the next several minutes leading into hours. We just heard from Portal, Vessel of Balon. And we did start the set off with some words by Michael Mills. Hidden satanic messages in rock music. Taken from 365 Days Project. Up next, more music by the Swans, who I saw play a fantastic set last night on their reunion tour. This is the Swans.
And she sits there by the wall, making holes where I just stood. And her hands, they touch her face, like her face is made of wood. And she holds on to a memory of something I never said, but she still can't quite remember if my eyes are blue or dead. She's the mother of us all. She's the victim of my sadness. And the more she tries to know it, the more she'll never feel it. She's a universal emptiness. A universal emptiness. A universal emptiness and a total lack of faith. I saw her once before, down on her bended knees, through a window of the church at night, confessing to the broken priest. She is holy as all women are, and she suffers like a saint. Yeah, she touched my hand with cruelty, but I was punished far too late. She's the mother of us all. She's the guardian of our sin. And the more she tries to save us, the more she pulls us in. She's a universal emptiness. A universal emptiness. She's the last mistake we made.
I hurt all over inside. I feel like crying most of the time, but I can't. I cry too easily. I can't control it. I'm just plain unhappy. I've lost interest in everything I used to care about. I'm scared as hell. I'm bored. I can't make decisions. I can't concentrate effectively. I feel just futile.
Something I thought the other day, what if a girl were to put my penis in her mouth. Put my penis in her mouth. What would that mean? It would mean that my sperm would flow, instead of into her uterus, into her stomach. And it makes me feel good. They go down on it, and they put about a third of it in their mouth, and they put their hand underneath it and jack underneath their succulent motion, but they don't understand the physiology of the male dick. If they did, they would know the epiglottal flap was the absolute reason for coming. Don't tell anybody in France. Don't tell anybody in Russia. Don't tell anybody in Germany. Don't tell anybody in Norway. Don't tell anybody in England that the main way to make a man come is to invert the epiglottal flap.
See the glazed eyes, touch the dead skin. Feel the cold lips and know the warmth of the hip-death goddess.
Touch my hand and you. my lips, for they are very nice. Kiss my lips and you will turn to ice. Look at me and I will turn you on. Don't try to think because you
Spinach, the ballad of the hip death goddess, and just before that was Harmony Korine from the Trash Humpers soundtrack. You girls just suck large fat pen in front of Harmony Korine, Minimal Man with the track Loneliness from the Shroud of Minimal Man. That was Herman Kopp from the soundtrack of Necromantic 2, Betty's Return. And we did start that set off with the Swans. She's a universe of emptiness. From their 1987 album, The Burning World. Up next, Oppenheimer Analysis.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I begynnelsen var skriket. Det var en hög svart pelare som delade världen mitt i tid. Jag visste inte om jag befann mig inuti eller utanför och trevade för att hitta en öppning. Men det var tomt överallt. Pelaren var ogenomtränglig. I min oförmåga kände jag bara den allt skarpare lukten av frätande järn, som en ros av mörker. Numera ligger labyrinten upplyst, genomkorsad av rulltrappor och paternosterhissar som gör vandringen bekvämare än förr. Det är ingen svårighet att ta sig fram. Men jag hittar ändå aldrig ut ur detta virvar. Jag har tappat tråden. Den är avklippt. Så länge jag kan minnas har den varit avklippt. Och medan jag letar efter den i de kakelklädda gångarna hör jag gynekologernas saxar oförtrutet arbeta vidare under lysrören. Av minotauren inte ett spår.
Det är som mörkret som mörkret. I kvinnor som var skriven. Det är ett svårt. Jag visste inte om jag blev av mig in i kvinnor. Men det var tomt överallt. Hela en var ogenomtränglig. I min uppmåga kände jag bara att det är
And we are back from a long, hopefully not too tedious set. We heard from Ragnar Grip just there. Your Undrens Tid is the name of that track, or an excerpt of that track. Electronic compositions 1974 to 1976. Maybe 73 to 76. I'll have to look that up. And before that, Howard Shore from the Scanners soundtrack. That was a track near the end of the movie called Scanner Duel. Remember that movie? That was a pretty good scene. I guess it was a pretty good movie too. I mean, it's obviously a lot better than any of those sequels they made. They should have just left it at Scanners. But anyway, before that, PD, which is an earlier incarnation of P16D4 from Germany from the early mid 80s. This project was recorded, I think 1980 was most all of this material, from a CD in Veglos. The name of the track, Kurzug nach Frankfurt. And we did start that set off with a track from Oppenheimer Analysis, Radiance. So, Halloween season is getting upon us. It's going to be a lovely, lovely Halloween this year. And I will eventually do another Halloween show. I really like doing those. Anyway, this is another long track. This is an excerpt. A live performance of Borby Tamegus and Hijo Kaidan. Name of the CD is Both Noises and Burning. And the name of this track, which is more than 71 minutes long, The Challenger Deep. I'm only going to play about 10 minutes of it. I don't want to spoil it for you by playing the whole thing. But anyway, this is an excerpt, Challenger Deep.
So happy, I'll put my hand in the air. I swear I heard that. Before that, Mort Garson, The Ride of Ada. And I believe that was off the Black Mass Lucifer album. Essential. And we did start that set off way back when, with Borba Tamegas, Hijo Kaidan. Live collaboration excerpt. And this is all for me for this episode. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And I will leave you with one final song. Have a beautiful, enchanted evening. You've been listening to The Eternal Now. With me. And keep on listening to WFMU. But you're already going to do that anyway, so bye.
You wonder why people, you sit and cry, people. You don't know what you're doing when you're laughing, talking, scheming, dreaming. Your moon falls down on you, dark shines a frown on you. You never listen all the time, you're speaking, walking. Glad one.